Hello and welcome to the 28th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jilly and today I'll be going over everything about the new update in Brawl Talk. So covering everything that happened and giving my overall opinions and feedback about the new stuff coming. So now for the new things coming out. In the first thing, there are two new brawlers coming out. Brawler Days, a new game mode, skins, and more. So the first thing is Brawler Days. So they are going to be giving out gifts and additional quests every day from the 12th of December to the 26th. The free gifts they'll be giving coins, power points, skins, pins, like lots of stuff. They'll be giving lots of free skins and yeah. They'll also be giving out like extra quests every day, as I said, and like they'll be giving out coins, boxes, wild powerpoints, exclusive pins, and a special dynamite season. Continuing the tradition of the last two anniversaries, the dynamite skin will be an ode to his in-game model from the beta phase. So they're going to be giving out lots of rewards, so make sure you go on every day. In addition to it, they'll also be giving you extra quests to help you get through your Brawl Pass quicker. The gifts will only be there for 24 hours, so make sure that you get it in time. Try and log on. Sorry, I wanted to Brawl Stars accidentally. And yeah. Okay. So the next thing that there will be is Brawl Stars Season 10. So season 10 is called the Year of the Tiger. Starting with season 10 of the Brawl Pass, the Year of the Tiger, the duration of each season will be reduced. The seasons will start on the fourth Monday every 2 months. The new season will introduce a new environment, which is a tribute to old school fighters like Street Fighter, where players will see themselves playing inside an arcade. The chromatic brawler for season 10 is Fang. There is also new skins coming for Brawler Days is Ho 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 Bo, Gift Express Jackie, Slayer Griff, and Logmas Spike. Also, there will be returning skins, and they are Snowman Tick, Holiday Party Frank, and Nutcracker Gale. There will also be a new brawler called Grom. So Grom, his 4,500 health at max. He's a thrower of epic rarity. He is a member of the Castle Courtyard Trio from Star Park. His attacks split on landing and deal a high amount of damage. His super is a larger version of his normal attack and has the ability to break walls. His kit is well suited for crowd control and trick point pressure. So I honestly don't think Griff is that strong in the meta because his attacks are like, if they did a bit more damage, I guess he would be really viable and really good. But I just find he doesn't do much damage. Like, his super's a beast. Of course, it does, like, 2,700 damage and breaks walls, which is insane. But his normal attack just doesn't do enough damage, I find. And that's why I don't think he's going to be the best right now. Maybe he'll get a buff. He'll be a bit better. But I guess he's good for area control, like it says, and choke point pressure. But otherwise, I don't feel like he's the best. You can get him for free in the challenge. So make sure to get the best teammates possible. Okay. So for the new chromatic. Fang is the latest chromatic brawler who is part of Season 10 of Brawl Pass. He is a melee fighter. Fang does a lot of damage up close. Unlike Rosa and El Primo, he only hits one punch. What makes Fang unique is that on missing the normal attack up close, he also has a ranged element. This means that he can easily charge his super from a distance and keep doing chip damage to prevent enemies from healing. His super is a long-range charge attack, which is similar to Bull and Arrow, but instead of just being an aid for mobility, he deals damage to all brawlers that he encounters on the path. So I find Fang, I think he's going to be really good, pretty good. I'm very excited to try him out, and yeah. Okay, so the upcoming events is the challenge to unlock Grumwood. The challenge to unlock Grom will include 3v3 game modes with multiple retries using gems. It will start on the 23rd of December 2021. The map and modes will be revealed at a later date. Players will get early access to Grom on winning the challenge. Those who are unable to compete will be able to get him from boxes or the shop in late December. A challenge for an upcoming El Primo skin will also be coming sometime in late January 2022. Okay, so this is what I'm most excited for. Duels. A new solo showdown game, a new solo game mode will be released. For those who are not interested in playing 3v3 games and solo showdown, duels put players in a 1v1 battle where both players pick three brawlers at the start of the game. On defeating one of the picked brawlers, the other brawler will come into battle. To win, players will need to take down all three enemy brawlers. The winner will receive trophies for all the brawlers. So I'm just really excited for duels. I find it's going to be really cool because I like playing by myself and not relying on teammates. And I'm not a massive fan of solo showdown, so I'm really excited for duels. Yeah. The new skins coming out are Major Rosa is Brawl Pass exclusive tier 1. Furious Fang, Brawl Plus exclusive, tier 70, El Tigro, Orochi, Edgar, Swaymaster Bali, Nian, Nita, and El Corazon. There will also be two silver and two gold skins for Penny, Rosa, Jack, and Lou. Yep, and that is the Brawl Pass, the Brawl Talk. I'm very excited for mostly duels, to be honest. Not the most for other stuff, but yep. That is it. I overall give this a 7 out of 10 just because I'm very excited for, like, the duels and Fang and the challenges. So 7.5, actually. Definitely not bad and excited. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Brawl Planet. If you enjoyed, please follow and like on whatever platform you're on. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a 5-star review to get featured in the next episode. Also, if you can now subscribe to the podcast, it only costs $1, and that would be really amazing if you could. But anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.